a logic of unity. For while power is constantly inserting folks like Mr. Steele into our progressive discussions, along with possibly honest brokers, and I wrote that because I was listening to Joe Stiglitz this week, talking about, I mean, he uses that, all that language of, you know, economic development and this and that, and it's just a single sad circular mindset of class in which he's trapped. And I'm just going to assume he's an honest broker who represents for the state because he has no other way to think or knows no other way to think. Constantly using power does tactics of manipulation, nonstop propaganda. Only we can be authentic, can honor life and our true natures. We're going to be taking time, maybe over several shows, to peel back the layers of lies in the con Steele calls open source intelligence, particularly as our analysis of it also illustrates power's focus on and continuous use of its balkanization tactic of control, akin to atomization on a global level, which Lowe also exposes in the aftermath of World War II. Last week, we said that the role of division in a class system is formative because class begins in abandonment, an abandonment of the longing for freedom and good fellowship with our fellow humans, honoring our nature, our earth-given gifts, and abandonment as well of wholeness, of the self, of the human community. That was the price. But what was purchased? The pursuit of knowledge infinite. And that gets us back to Mr. Steele and his billions of brains, and that Plato admonition to temper the ideal with the possible. Why is the state so determined to define us, is the question many of us arrive at as young people once we start pondering the question of coercion in our lives. And this is discussed in Waking Up. Why is it so set on harnessing our energy? Why the fixation on exclusive decision making? Why the endless, endless manipulation? We are good. Why can't they see that, we wonder, as children? And initially, you know, as little children, thinking that in relation to our the manifestation of the state in our homes called our parents. And now that the price tag of containment is soaring, the costs of coercion no longer sustainable, in walks Steele. And I'm using him and his initiative as an emblem for all of them. Moreover, while power wants control of the globe, the supremacy game is more than mere politics, read global governance, but rather its global ambition extends to its mission. They cannot let go their obsession with perfection, so-called. This republic they want is not just garden and stone, grandeur and roads. If slaves are to worship them, it must be peopled with supermen and superwomen. So you see why they stack the deck. You see why they want us to be debased to ourselves. They ever and always stack the deck. And they eliminate early those among us who shine. Who shine. They are all Minervas. They don't want any competition among we commoners in that shining department. They want to appear to be gods. So there's no need to wonder why they take away our shining stars, our Paul Robesons, our Billies, our Martin Luther Kings, our Malcolm X's, and they figured out ways to get rid of people even without necessarily killing them. You know, you wonder, why did so-and-so have that stroke? Why? She seemed so healthy to me. And I'm thinking of Entezake Shange. I've thought a lot about her recently. So I'm decided to go ahead and give a shout out to her. I saw her when I was a young woman in Detroit. Picture of health and power. And now that I'm in that hot seat, I see that things may not have been what we thought. What we thought happened may not be the whole story. Perfection, self-delusion. It is hard for us to believe such things can be. But if you are skeptics, mimic me and then see. Start saying, we need to redesign society globally to end coercion, end the state, and become free humans. Put that out there as loud and big as you can. And then real quick, join hands. Because we need to do that right now. Join hands. Perfection and self-delusion. And perhaps Popper's words sunk in. I doubt it, though, truly. That unique gifts cannot be predicted or manufactured. And they may then defer their depopulation gambits. Because they are determined to acquire knowledge infinite, and in walk steel. You know, it almost feels like they're saying, here's your last chance, folk. I doubt it. I doubt it. I really do. I think it's more just con until we get past this generation, because this is a lively bunch and they are scared of us.